let's bring in the Good Day fans who want to know what's going on. This is our top topic hour, the real stories that perhaps have a bit of nuance to them that you haven't heard. So let's get out of Richmond Fadden is here with me because Jennifer is off today. The issue of Mr. Akin is, as far as I'm concerned, we've had plenty of conversation about it. Doesn't need to be vetted anymore. The immigration issue, however, I'm not sure that there's been enough discussion about what has been done the last several weeks. The Obama administration has, according to some people, skirted the law by telling about a million plus illegals they can't stay. They can stay, positive, they can stay in America. The idea of immigrants being self-sufficient, isn't that part of earlier rules? You have to be able to prove that you can, that you don't become a burden on society. That's how you become, at least in part, a citizen. The State Department of Homeland Security saying that applicants, legal or illegal, are considered self-sufficient even if they receive food stamps, housing benefits, Medicaid cash to pay utilities, and other things that help them, about 15 federal programs. The law says those who might become a public charge cannot be admitted without a responsible sponsor who guarantees to take care of them.
Right.
Right? Isn't that the way it works?
That's correct.
It appears that we, the taxpayer, have become the sponsors to take care of however many people the administration invites to come in. And that's about a million be affected. So they have to have, you and I are supporting them. That's cool for them. Not so cool for us. It just is ongoing, this discussion, and ought to be one of the important cogs in the wheel, as far as discussions are concerned, in the upcoming election season. You know, and neither one of them are talking about this. Neither Romney nor Obama are talking about it on the campaign trail.
My wife, who is Colombian, and my mother-in-law, who lives with us, who is Colombian, both U.S. citizens, my wife was having a conversation with my mother-in-law the other day about, how do I say this without going one with you, about how both parties handle immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And about how on the Spanish news networks it was being misrepresented.
Right.
And my wife was having to say, no, that's not what the candidates believe. This candidate believes this, and, you know, Obama believes this, and Romney believes this. But it's just fascinating how it's being represented because of the way that the campaigns are either connected to those news organizations or not, and how the news organization decides to report on it. It's amazing.
Yep. How it's distorted.
How it's distorted, yes.
Yep, distorted.
So that got me to thinking, you know, okay, well, if here's my mother-in-law, you know, speaks English.
Yeah, I've heard her. I think she's more comfortable speaking her native language.
She is, yes. What is going on with the rest of the immigrants in this country? What are they thinking? What are they being fed? You know, especially the ones who, you know, are more comfortable watching the Spanish channels or maybe can't get as much information from all of the sources.
That's a question that I don't have an answer to.
It's a big voting block.
Yep. 800. Yeah, it is. 800-510-8255 is how you come into our world here. Richie and Doug with the top topics of the day. Interesting to look at some of the candidates who are running for Congress this year. This is the first time, you know, we all talk about breaking it down into Republicans, Democrats, sometimes women and men. Sometimes people who have been in service to our country, worn the uniform. Those folks run. Haven't been too many of them over the years, but there are some. Now, this year, it's pretty interesting, Richie, because more and more people who have been involved in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are running, and most of them are women. Most of the people who are from the military, now that more jobs are open to women, closer to the front lines, veterans, females, battlefield scars and pioneering accomplishments, and one of them is now that they seem to want to run. For example, Tammy Duckworth, captain in the Army, I think for the most part her service was seen in the National Guard, but you know, a lot of these people went to Iraq.
Well, the National Guard.
Yeah.
You still spent 2 years, 1 year, 15
yep.
months, whatever
right.
it is.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, sure.
She went in 2004, got injured in November of that year when the Black Hawk helicopter that she was piloting was struck, landed safely. She's running for Congress as a Democrat. She was Assistant Secretary at Veterans Affairs and now wants to represent a district in Northern Illinois that currently has a Republican in it. A lot of people see her. She's 44 years old, as a great alternative. As a matter of fact, she's favored in the race. I see a story of another woman who was in the 29th Brigade of the Army, National Guard. She was a military police, but man, this woman's got to be a tough character, right? That sounds sexist for me to say that. She was the
no.
leader of the military police platoon. I helped to train a lot of Kuwaitis in counterterrorism. 31 years old. She is running in Hawaii. Again, a Democrat. Let's see here. She's been in the Honolulu City Council. I'm just looking at some of the resumes. Here are some of these women. Martha McNally, Air Force Academy graduate, first woman to fly a fighter aircraft in combat, first to command a fighter squadron, expected to clinch the Republican nomination on the 28th of this month in Arizona, facing Democrat Ron Barber. In a redrawn district, this is the one that was represented by Ms. Giffords. She has a likely chance of... any women who run, for the most part, I'd vote for, because I think women have a better way of understanding issues and of the word compromise, which is anathema to some people, has to come back into the fold here to the point where I've been talking about asking people, why do we need parties? Why do we need a Republican Party and a Democratic Party? Why do you need any party? Why can't you just vote based on issues? The parties serve themselves and not you.
Why do we vote based on issues?
Why wouldn't you vote based on issues? What else is there to vote on?
They're supposed to represent us.
Who?
Well, they shouldn't, we shouldn't know their opinion on any issues.
That's a very good point, Richie. Yeah. But do you want to know something about these people?
When somebody running for political office says, I believe.
Yeah, but that's how people vote.
I don't care what you believe.
Yeah, but people, you're right. People have messed that up.
We do not have a representative government anymore.
No. No, we do not. And that's part of the problem. Time for a revolution.
Yep.
All right. So at any rate, that's an interesting summary of some of the issues that are in the political world, the limelight today. 16 past the hour, you're listening to the top topics being discussed on the Good Day program.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paints, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares.
You won't hear it, and you may not feel it,
but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
800-510-8255 on the Good Day program. The email address is doug@dougstefan.com, by the way. Jennifer is normally the keeper of the castle when it comes to social media. I don't know whether Richie can fumble his way around through that or not, but sure. At any rate, our important items here include an overview of the Mars Curiosity rover.
This thing is so cool.
Took its first test drive.
Oh, it did?
Yesterday.
Yep. I didn't think it was going for another week or so.
No, NASA said it wanted to move it about 10 feet forward.
Oh, okay.
Turn it to the right, and then back it up. And if you look at the pictures that have come in, those maneuvers did take place. They're using black and white photos. And apparently it takes a lot more energy to send color, and they're only using that on certain circumstances. But you can look at the rover's tracks on the surface, and that's what's so cool. Kind of reminds me of the pictures of the moon, when the guys stepped on the powdery surface of the moon with their shoes, the imprints that were there that we all saw. So that's very cool.
It still blows my mind when
Isn't
I see
amazing?
The flag, how the flag just stands straight up.
Yep.
Because there's no...
Nothing. There's no wind. There's no atmosphere.
There's no air. There's no...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right, so...
Yeah, there's the tracks. Very cool.
The... this West Nile virus thing has me pretty annoyed, mostly because it's been blown way out of proportion.
My 41... kids are playing outside going, Daddy, is that one of the mosquitoes that can kill you?
Yeah. Everybody's been scared by the news media into thinking that you're gonna if you get a mosquito bite, you'll be dead in 5 minutes.
10 frail so, people have died. 12.
No, I think it's more than that, Richie.
Yes.
I think it's more like 40. 1,100 people are infected, but the... CDC says the numbers are expected to climb. This is the worst year ever for West Nile. What does that mean, the worst year ever? How long have we been talking about West Nile? Four years?
Most people infected.
Most people infected. What did I say? Affected or infected?
No, you said, what does it mean, worst year?
Oh, the most people who have gotten infected. Okay, yeah.
Right.
So the people who will have a problem with this or any other flu are people, and this needs to be underscored. This is a public service. I underscore this information, and I really do mean this is a public service. Build up your immune system. Eat foods that make you healthy. Take supplements that make up for the foods you may not be able to get a hold of. Do not eat fried foods. Don't eat fast foods. If you want to be healthy and not get the West Nile virus or anything else, do not have a compromised immune system. It's that simple, that easy. The most cases apparently are in Hawaii and Alaska, Vermont and Texas. 500, Texas got 586 of these cases. Build up your immune system. Exercise. You can do this and you can change your life very quickly in short order. So don't get scared. And I mean, listen to what Richie's kids are talking about. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yep.
21 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Three, this one starring Prince Harry. Oh. Folks, it looks like we have another royal scandal on our hands. Have you heard about this? Pictures have surfaced of Prince Harry in Vegas partying completely naked. Here's the photo. There's the prince right there. You know, I think it's fair to say every ruler isn't 12 inches, okay? Just throwing that out.
Student athletes at the University of Kentucky and at the University of Louisville now have their social media accounts monitored by coaches. If you want to play sports at Louisville or Kentucky, student athletes have to use a special software that alerts the coaching staff when an inappropriate word is posted on Facebook or Twitter. There's a list of words that will set off an alarm, and for real, and it's a great list. The University of Kentucky, some of their words are crunk, alcohol, bamboozle, act the fool, is even Benjamin's, which is Guillermo's baby's name, right, Guillermo?
Right, yeah.
So in other words, the athletes in Kentucky cannot tweet about Guillermo's baby, which I think is weird. At Louisville, the list of banned words includes panties, zoomies, Bartles and James, ganja, and gazangas. Gazangas? Who still uses the word gazangas? Maybe they're afraid gazangas is a gateway word to sweater melons or something, but I don't know who's using the word gazangas. Maybe the guys who still drink Bartles and James, which is that still a thing? So no gazangas are allowed at Louisville, but you can still say gazangas at Gonzaga University. Just that point.
Here's some big TV news. It's being reported that former New York Giant Michael Strahan will replace Regis Philbin as Kelly Ripa's permanent co-host. Yeah. Of course, it gets weird when you hear that Regis is actually being traded to the Giants.
Is it? Hey! We for the Gipper!
Very funny. All right, we are at 26 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the top topics of the day. Jennifer not here today, so Rich McFadden in her seat, as it were. Listen to this. Remember that movie Risky Business? You
yes,
like that movie.
I do. Tom Cruise.
So the state of Rhode Island has agreed to loan Kurt Schilling $75 million.
What for?
Kurt Schilling is going to open a video game company, and the decision to loan him $75 million was almost exclusively done on how quickly he will bring jobs to Rhode Island. Didn't look at the requirements for attracting outside investment or other steps that could have helped protect the public's money. Kurt Schilling played for the Red Sox, I think, for what?
Yep.
4 or 5, 6 years? How long did he play?
At least.
Red Sox? Yeah. Local popular guy, but $75 million? Jesus. What, huh. How is that a deal? How is that a deal? I don't.
Gaming industry.
Yeah. He's making, if that's what it is, I guess there's a. The state's agreement, its company's called 38 Studios, demanded job creation, virtually nothing else. It was apparently this is supposed to be a video game manufacturing plant.
It's big business, man.
Right.
It is big business.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people focused on this sort of thing, states loaning money to sports celebrities or even to sports entities. The reason I'm bringing this to your attention is that this money was, I think last year or the year before, the money was voted, and he hired a lot of people fast, went into the industry fast, apparently didn't do what he said he was going to do, and now the company is bankrupt.
They've laid off the 300 people.
300 people, yeah. Right. Yep. So the state's on the hook for $100 million between the $75 million it floated as the loan, and the $25 million in unemployment, excuse me, insurance and other things.
Thanks for the cash, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wonder
appreciate
how much
that.
He paid himself. So who's the smart guy here in this circumstance? You got to wonder. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There was another story about somebody's...
Hello.
This guy, Gary Cole, remember him? Last year he shot a movie called Midgets vs. Mascots. In which he plays a porn mogul. And apparently he flashes during one of the shots. As the movie got put together, his shot of his stayed in. He wants it cut out.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. A lot of you are just checked out, aren't you? A lot of people on vacation. Between now and Labor Day, a lot of people are vacation. It's the third busiest, if that's the word for it, vacation time of the year. Number one busiest vacation week is the 4th of July. Number two is Christmas week. And number three is the week before Labor Day. And so if you look around, Richie and I think that the world seems to turn into a ghost town about now. But there still are plenty of people who are out and about and doing their thing, and that includes you and me. Rich is here because Jennifer is distracted this morning. And so here we go, back into the issues of the day, the top topics. The Farm Bill up for consideration. You may or may not think this is important to you, but trust me, it is. It's important for any number of reasons. There's a coalition of farm groups called Farm Bill Now, the associations, coalitions representing all kinds of different interests. Most of them are farm-oriented, but there's some that are represented here because there are so many different interests that get their hands onto government money through this bill. And that's one of the outrages. The bill has been stopped because of the so-called Monsanto amendment. The bill reworking numbers, cutting the amount of money that's spent for various farm programs. 98% of the beneficiaries of this bill are farms and big farms, small farms, major crop producers, specialty crop producers, organic farmers, conventional farmers, cattle ranchers, cotton ginners, farmers markets, national suppliers, and other things that make up agriculture. The list goes on and on and on. The food stamps program is part of the Farm Bill. And there are, you know as well as I do, this thing's become a catch-all for all kinds of nonsense. But the last straw was the Monsanto agreement, which basically lets them, thanks to their involvement and influence in government, and this is perhaps another perfect example of how corrupt this government has become. I'm talking about an administration. This is government in general has become so corrupt because of the influence of big money. These people are so powerful, they were able to get into this bill three paragraphs which basically give them carte blanche. If this bill is passed the way it's written, Monsanto can do anything it damn well pleases with genetically modified food. Just carte blanche, do what you want, don't worry. Farmers who understand what Monsanto is trying to do are strongly, vehemently, aggressively opposed to what they're doing to limit the availability of seed. Not only does this cause, I mean, it's the same as with any other commodity. The less of it you have, the more expensive it becomes. And Monsanto is becoming a giant because they've been able to, not because of their research and development and a great company, but because of their political influence, buying off congressmen right and left with millions of dollars in campaign contributions. Especially at this time, you know, this is a congressional year.
And the other problem is that they're able to patent seed.
Right. Yeah.
Which means they own it and nobody else can make it.
Right. And they've been suing farmers, putting them out of business.
Right. And outlawing any seed that even comes close to something that threatens their patent.
Yeah. So they have, I know, I could give you the names and addresses of a dozen, if not more, farmers who didn't do what Monsanto wanted. Monsanto sued them, won, and ended up owning their farms.
Sure.
And this is a company that's, this is highlighted. Forbes magazine said that the fellow who ran Monsanto was the business executive of the year. What a, I like Steve Forbes, but man, he's got his head up as you know what when it comes to that kind of thing. And people are realizing how bad this is.
Well,
so
he's not saying he's the most ethical business person of the year.
Yeah, no, he brings, yeah.
He's just saying he's making money.
Yeah. So, anyway, those of you who will hear cries because there will be some news media coverage of this, the news media as we know it today doesn't do a very good job of covering farm issues because they're just so outrageously arrogant when it comes to their own background. Ooh, farms, they smell, you know, that kind of stuff. At any rate, the Monsanto Amendment is something that's extraordinarily unfriendly to farms and farmers. The farmers want to get the bill passed, but they want to get that out. And the stubbornness of the congressmen who were bought off by Monsanto, the lack of, this is just another example of lack of compromise on the part of people who are in Congress and in political circles. No compromise. And that's why I say, what good are these parties? Why do we need Republicans, or Democrats, or any independents? Why don't we just, as Richie said, we find people that will represent us and our interests, and they vote what the majority of people in the district say they want done.
They go stand
That's
at the mall.
Is there. Yeah.
They set up a website, they do whatever, and they
how
say,
do you feel about
how
this,
do you feel about this issue, and what do you want me to vote?
800-510-8255. Police in Nebraska this morning, Richie, say a woman who claimed to be the victim of an anti-gay hate crime has made the whole story up.
Yeah.
Authorities say they found evidence to suggest that this person named Charlie Rogers staged and attacked Charlene. But Rogers is a lesbian, claimed the two men entered her home, bound her, and gagged her, and carved anti-gay slurs into her skin. Police said before the attack, she outlined in a Facebook post a motive for faking the attack. So, not too smart.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
She writes on Facebook that she's going to fake an attack, and then she goes and carves anti-gay slurs into her own skin.
Apparently.
And says that somebody else did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bright, is she?
No, not too bright at all. All right. So that's another item. Here is, this is pretty important. I guess it, I think it's important. You can tell me. Maybe this you can represent. Maybe we should do this program the same way you suggested people ought to run Congress. People ought to have a representative interest in particular
That's
items.
Right. It's
and
their
they could
program.
Be the reporters. Yeah, you
they
report.
May say it's the Doug Steffens show, but is it really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's
we, you report, we decide.
That's right.
Anyway, the government is surprised the Department of Defense, Pentagon, say they are surprised by the news that one of the Navy SEALs who participated in the raid that took out Osama bin Laden has written a book about the operation.
Yeah, those guys usually don't talk.
It's called No Easy Day. Billed as a first-hand account of the mission that killed Osama bin Laden, written by a Navy SEAL with a pseudonym, a nom de plume. The name he writes under is Mark Owen, with a co-author. It's going to be released after Labor Day. I believe it's on September 11th, as a matter of fact. It has not been vetted by the government. The book was vetted by a former special ops attorney. He vetted it for tactical, technical, and procedural information, as well as some info that could be considered classified, and found it to be without any risk to our national security. So, this controversial book, controversial approach, has my 100% support. I'm glad somebody wrote the book.
He can go on a book tour with Julian Assange.
Right. The Republicans say that Barack Obama did this for his own benefit. Democrats say it was national security, and all of that is just so much hooey. It's all gas. I want to learn what happened, don't you? Don't you want to know that this guy, I want to read the book and know that Osama bin Laden's really dead? Because I think there are a lot of people who have raised credible questions about whether Osama bin Laden really is dead.
You don't think he's dead?
I don't know whether he is or he isn't. They decided not to take any pictures or release any pictures, remember?
Do you believe the Mars rover landed on Mars? Do you think it's all fake, like the moon landing?
I don't think so. However,
Elvis, is he working at the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Memphis?
800-510-8255. Okay, all of this, by the way, talking about the farm bill and some of these other things that are floating around, we are projected to have another $1 trillion deficit this year. Congressional Budget Office last night released information suggesting that the deficit for 2012 will run $1.1 trillion, fourth year in a row that the deficit's over $1 trillion. Interesting, 4 years. Let's see, count for you. What else is coincidental with 4 years? Ah, really? That's good. Two and two is
still. It would be interesting
four.
To see. You have to be sure that Romney's camp was going, oh, some good news. This works for us.
Yeah.
And how everybody will spin it in the next couple of days.
Yep. All right. It's 16 minutes before the hour. Speaking of spinning things, there are a lot of people who, and this sort of goes back to a conversation we're having in the last half hour, and have had in the last day or two or three or four about the West Nile virus. Your immune system is the most important safeguard against you becoming ill. And that's why I was happy to throw my lot in with the folks at Youngevity to help you avoid up to 900 diseases just by taking 90 essential nutrients in liquid form every day in something that you can find at the DougStephanTeam.com website. DougStephanTeam.com is offering the Healthy Start Pack. Look at the video and see what the 90 essential nutrients are and how they help you avoid these 900 diseases. Anybody who's on this stuff won't get West Nile virus or pretty much anything else. If you make a regular routine, that is, take it every day, you will have authentic health. If that's what your goal is, Richie, I, the people who are on my team, are interested in this mandatory health guide, that's the information, and mandatory health product, that's the product itself. So they'll have, and you'll have the same luck, if maybe it isn't even luck. You want to have, this is nothing but good, and the intentions are good. I'm telling you, this is not an ad slogan. This is something that works. I've been taking these things individually for years. Now you got them all together here in a liquid that I put in with the smoothies that I make every day. And so they couldn't say the things that they say if they weren't true. This is a product. These are this is actually a group of products, doctor-tested, doctor-recommended. The Youngevity line of anti-aging products are available at 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Check it out for you, and then maybe you can help others by becoming involved in the team aspect of this. Two different things to think about when you check it out at DougStephanTeam.com.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballywood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Richie, you can be the man you've always wanted to be.
I want to be the man I've always wanted to be.
We're here
and
to help
Hulk
you out.
Hogan can help me get
right
there.
There you go. Top topics of the day. I'm a fan of LL Cool J's, and now even more so.
This guy's...
LL Cool J is not just a bad butt on... Can I say badass? Like, very good.
You
can
just
believe
did
it if you don't like
yeah,
it.
Go
okay
ahead.
He took it upon himself to beat up a burglar who broke into his house at 2 o'clock in the morning. He heard some commotion downstairs, went down to check it out, found this guy. The alarm had been tripped, so the police were on their way. LL goes after the guy, beats him up, and holds him until the LA police show up. The guy was complaining about bruises.
Sorry.
Okay, so product news. McDonald's is suspending purchase of meat from a Fresno, California slaughterhouse under investigation for animal cruelty and health issues. They joined the Department of Agriculture in severing ties with Central Valley Meat Company after an animal welfare group went in with the video and showed cows. Again, this stuff goes on all the time. And why these guys are not smart enough to realize they can't do this, it's amazing. Anyway, Boston Market says they're cutting salt out of the store. They're taking salt shakers off their tables.
Really?
Reducing sodium levels in their food. That's a good healthy move. 51 after.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Whoops, wait a minute. Hold the fort there, Richie. Yeah, it's 53 past the hour.
Thank you.
53 after on Good Day, and this is the time in this hour when we move from the top general topics to the top topics when it comes to consumers using technology. That's what we're all about here. And we always wrap ourselves around what's on Shelley Palmer's mind. He's a pretty credentialed and credible reporter when it comes to technology. And so today, for those of us, you, Richie, me, most of us who have wireless providers that are kicking us off the unlimited data plan, if that's your problem,
yeah.
Shelley says, look for T-Mobile because they've got your back. Let's find out about that in just a moment here.
And
on
I'll
Good
tell
Day.
You what I did on this, too. I just
good.
Made a change.
Look
here.
Forward to it. Thank you.
An all-new season of The Incredible Dr. Pole premieres Saturday, August 25th at 10 on Nat Geo Wild.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Bummed that your wireless provider kicked you off your unlimited data plan? T-Mobile's got your back. In an effort to keep up with AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint, number 4, T-Mobile has brought back its previously discontinued unlimited data plan. Of the big three carriers, Sprint is the only one that still offers unlimited data. Of course, data can be a bit of a conundrum for providers who want their customers to be happy. Too much data use can clog networks, so unlimited data plans have fallen out of style. But now, more than ever, customers have at least one device that eats up data. T-Mobile's plan will be available starting September 5th and will cost $30 a month when added to a regular plan and only $20 a month when added to one of its value plans. You're out of luck if you are planning to use your phone as a mobile hotspot. Tethering will only be allowed on limited data plans. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so this idea of getting the best deal you can when it comes to the four major companies because they're changing their plans. Richie, you found a way around it for you and your family?
I was grandfathered in at AT&T with my iPhone to the unlimited, so they had to leave me on it. But then my wife just wanted to change so that we could tether our iPad to the iPhone so that if we're out and about and she wants to get Wi-Fi on the iPhone or the iPad, she can do it with her iPhone and make it a hotspot.
Right.
And the only way we could do that is to go on one of the new shared plans. So I was like, I'm not getting off of the unlimited. Well, come to find out, I only use maybe a gig of data. And the plans that they have are well above that. Mm-hmm. They have a 3 gig and a 5 gig plan that's the same rate as what I'm paying, if not $10 to $15 cheaper a month. So I ended up voluntarily going off of the unlimited data and going with the 5 gigabyte plan. And I've got plenty of room, apparently. So,
really?
Yeah, so I'm okay.
Right.
So it's,
there you go.
You know, I'm a medium user. I wouldn't say I was a heavy user. An 18-year-old kid might be a heavier user than I am, but, you know, I use a good bit.
All right, so that's a helpful hint.
Yeah.
The folks at Apple recently were asked whether or not this is true. Here's the story from Japan. The name recognition was so low in the early 1980s when they were first selling their computers that refrigerated trucks were used to deliver shipments of Apple computers because workers thought the boxes contained fruit.
That's good.
Isn't that amazing? That's how. And now, this week, after, what is it, they've been around for 30 years, right? Apple? Been around for 30 years. They are the most valuable entity on the planet.
Yep.
Worth almost $700 billion.
Good Lord.
Dollars.
That's amazing.
That's getting close to our national deficit on an annualized basis.
Apple's going to come
take over the country.
Take it. Yeah, they're going to buy the country.
Buy the country. Just like Liberty bought SiriusXM. Got an investment going there. Took it over. Maybe they'd run the country like a business and we'd be better off. That sounds like a pretty good idea. Huh? Exactly.
Never happened.
It's an interesting idea. We can dream about it.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.